Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You're listening to The Happy Hour.
Hola.
With Nick Sainert.
Tú eres un bueno worker.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
Sí, yo muy bueno worker.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You speak English?
Yes, really good at English.
Okay, good. Me too. Get in the car.
It's an important day in college football, not only because of another playoff game, but there's a chance that the SEC doesn't have more than just one team in the semis if Notre Dame beats Georgia today.
I'm a big fan of the SEC just failing in bowl season.
And a lot, and it's getting to a point now where Arizona State had potential.
Arizona State should have won.
They should have won.
Did you see that kick? Technically, NCAA rulebook, the one that hit the ground and went through the uprights. Technically, that should have counted.
I suppose
it's in the rulebook.
Yeah, if it's not tipped.
No, if the opposing team touches it and it still goes through, it counts. Even if it hits the ground and goes through, it counts.
Well, either way, they still had multiple opportunities to win. Arizona State should have, coulda, woulda.
If Scatabu was healthy. He was throwing up, quote unquote, profusely on the side.
It was kind of crazy because halfway through, and I will say this, the sideline reporters that have been really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, so much was made about Joe Tessitore yesterday, and he had a really nice day calling the game. But, I mean, shout out to the sideline reporters. Taylor McGregor was one of them. She was on the Arizona State sideline. The biggest reason I know her is because she is the Cubs dugout reporter.
She's
the reporter from the Cubs dugout. But so she did really good job yesterday. I mean, like, Stormy was awesome in the game as well. The Rose Bowl with Holly is always great. I thought sideline reporters did a really good job yesterday. And that's something that maybe doesn't get talked about enough. On top of it, though, was that Arizona State, they announced like in the third quarter that Cam Scatabu is puking on the sidelines. And he comes into the game and they continue just to feed him the ball. And it was like the classic situation. That was like a Nebraska fan's end all be all goal. Like, they want to get to a point to where they can line up on third and one and say, we're running the ball and you can't stop us. Because that was exactly what, and it actually hurt Arizona State earlier in the game because they would run it on fourth down, both fourth down attempts. Arizona State ran it right up the middle. It was like a halfback dive play, and Scatabu just did not get it.
No,
because Texas sold out on the run. But then you saw like a switch flip, and Scatabu started to become more effective. Continued to just drive,
just went off.
And then, like, should his pass have been completed? No, it was severely underthrown, it was a bad play by the defensive back of Texas. But hey, it still counts as a touchdown.
You got a receiving touchdown, a throwing touchdown, and a rushing touchdown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah.
That's why he won the MVP. That was awkward bringing him the trophy during the presser. Yeah. They're like, hey, by the way, like, you didn't win, but you got this.
The best part was that they said it. They were like, in our entire 20-year career of having a bowl game, we've never had to do this. And they're like, the MVP is on the losing team.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, rightfully so. He had more yards from scrimmage than Texas did. I mean, like, there was no other answer.
No, it's
which I will also say, Texas, if they play that same way against Ohio State,
they are going to get smoked.
They're in for a long night. And there was a couple of things. Like, there was so much made about the penalties, and Texas deserved to honestly get a couple of those called on them, because from the rule perspective, not even including the targeting.
Yeah.
I'm talking, there was a couple of defensive holds. There was the roughing or running into the kicker at the start of the game. There was the pass interference plays. There was a lot. False start, just procedural penalties that hurt the Longhorns. But I mean it from a play calling standpoint. Steve Sarkisian calls the plays for Texas. And it was when Texas was having the ball in regulation in the fourth quarter. It was like a minute and a half left in the game. Or maybe it was just after the it was right after the 2 minute timeout. Texas has the ball. And what they choose to do on the plus side of the 50 is throw the ball three consecutive times. Mm-hmm. And it was three consecutive incompletions. It took 16 seconds off the game clock. And instead of having it at a point to where, even if they go three, you know, if they have to punt it away, it's maybe fourth and short from the 40 yard line or so, instead of fourth and 10. And also, there's probably about a minute more off the clock.
Yeah.
Or you forced Kenny Dillingham to call some timeouts. But instead, Steve Sarkisian allowed Arizona State to keep the timeouts in their pocket. And Arizona State had a chance, at least, to go down and win the game. If they would have, if the Sun Devils would have won at the end of regulation there, we're sitting there going, man, Steve Sarkisian, you could have ran that ball. You have two of the better running backs in Jaden Blue and Quantravius Wisner, and you elected to throw the ball three consecutive plays, burn only 16 seconds of game time.
You didn't put the ball in their hands once. Ridiculous.
It was crazy. What do you think happens? We got to get out of here in a second. What do you think happens with Notre Dame, Georgia? Carson Beck out.
Yeah, I said it earlier. I want Notre Dame to win, but I think Georgia just has the talent all around, and they'll end up getting it done regardless of not having their starting quarterback.
Yeah,
I know where you're going. You don't have to say it.
I know from an unbiased standpoint, I think Notre Dame gets it done. I think Georgia is going to have to run the ball, and one thing that Notre Dame does really, really well is stop the run. And that Notre Dame defense is even while their offense has been playing well and they've beaten teams handily, it's been a lot of because of that defense. They forced some turnovers. They did so against Indiana. They've beaten the last like five or six opponents by more than 14 points. I don't see it going there. I see it being like a 21-13 type of game, but I do think Notre Dame gets it done.
I want to see Notre Dame-Penn State. That'd be really fun.
It would be fun.
But it's going to be Georgia-Penn State.
All right, there you have it. Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow at noon. Stick around. The Locker Room next.
Adios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.